My mom says this before a giant, invisible hand reaches down my throat and strangles me, telling me to shut up. I gasp for air. I can't exhale. I can't breathe. I can't say anything. Panic dumps my thoughts out like marbles. They hit the floor, rolling in every direction. I watch one roll under the refrigerator, gone. Why am I going to live with Dad and my stepmom? Is there no room for me here? Why is this happening again? Am I talking to myself? I say, finding my voice, but no one hears me. Stop, 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 I repeat, this time in my head, but I can't stop the questions from coming again. What did I do to be sent away? Shut up, shut up, shut up, I repeat silently, this time with more force. Asking these questions only makes it worse, the breathing, the panic, the shaking. I feel vomit coming, but I gulp it back. The room begins turning upside down, and I feel as if its contents are being emptied out. I'm trying my best to understand, to connect the unconnectable dots. Did you give them permission to take me? Can I change your mind, Mommy? She doesn't answer, doesn't hear my soundless cries for help. Now I realize it. I am the contents of the room. I am the pieces being emptied out. I am not wanted here. I wish I had hands to put over my thoughts so I can't hear them, can't feel how they hurt. Heat spikes up my spine and into my head, and everything throbs. My neck has a heartbeat. My blood runs like a river wild down deep in me, over my ribs, around my heart. I can't find my breath again. I can't find my voice. The words push against my insides, or maybe hold me down, or maybe slam me inside a shut and locked door. I clench my hands into fists. Can I clench so hard I break bones? Can I somehow make someone come to me, maybe stop the room from closing in? No one comes, so I press my clenched fists into my eyes. I don't want to see my smallness, see their bigness. Everything closes in, everything goes dark. I am tired from fighting to stay, and I am only 8. I am disoriented from all the circles I have been running in. I am out of breath from all this running, suffocating, and I am so small. Can you not see me turning blue, Mommy? Can anybody? Right now, I just want my grandma, someone safe. Please don't make me leave, Mommy. I want grandma. My feelings seasick. I am a boat in a violent storm. My feelings careen from side to side. I fight back the only way I know how, by closing my eyes, pretending I am somewhere else, anywhere but here.
I am picking you up, little one. Breathe. I am here in your now. My breath sustains every living thing, including you. I am putting my hands under your heart, lifting it above the darkness into my marvelous light. Feel my deep wholeness stabilizing your heart. Feel the gentle rhythm of my rest. You are big inside Papa's bigness. You are no little thing. I don't pass by, glance at you, and keep going. I kneel down, bending to your suffering. You don't know it now, but you will. I am under your skin and in your bones. I am never away. I am always close, always bent low. That's my girl. Climb up in my hands.